Proverbs 2. We're going to read verse 9. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. Every good path. Lord, I ask you right now to speak to us here today. We thank you, Lord God, for your word. Lord, it does great things in our lives if we apply it. And I ask you right now to help us here today. Speak through your servant in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. I want to speak to you. We must learn to follow life's road signs. We must learn to follow life's road signs. Maps are great tools when traveling to new places. Now today, many don't know how to read maps because they listen to their phone for someone to tell them when to turn right and turn left and all that other good stuff. But they still get lost because they don't know how to follow directions. Amen? My brother was on the phone with a gentleman one time coming down to my parents' place. My parents were celebrating their 50th anniversary, and he would say, "Now, you see that spot right? Yeah, turn right there," and they would drive right by it. My brother was so frustrated. He was on the phone for over a half hour trying to get him there within the last 10 miles or so, and it was amazing. He was like, "I can't believe what I'm dealing with right now." But people have a hard time, amen? But maps are great. I remember I used to drive a lot for a company, and I had those old red books, you know, those red books, all the different maps and all those kind of things. And it was kind of a joy. And I had to learn to focus. I would pull in someplace. You know how you pull in, and you're right there, and it just seems like you're not getting it from the map and say, "Hey, look, I'm looking for this street." Well, yeah, if you go down here to the tree of the hole in it and you turn right, you know, that kind of stuff. But I learned I had to really focus because some people don't want to sit there. They'll tell you how to get there, but they don't want to wait for you. Okay, I go down here and turn right. They don't want to wait for you to write that down, so I would try to listen to it and repeat it over in my mind over and over and over again. So you have to learn sometimes to be focused so that you can understand what people are trying to tell you. But there was a day when you had to use a roadmap. Maps are great tools, but the same could be said for our life. God has given us a practical life map to live our lives for him. He's pointed to our final destination. The Bible tells us which roads we should travel. It explains everything that we need to know for this trip through life on our way to heaven. But just knowing the direction, the highways, is not enough. See, we need some road signs to help us make sure that we are headed in the right direction. Another way to say this is sometimes we need to know what now. What now? This has come up in life. What do I do now? What do I do when I don't know what to do? Where do I turn when I don't know what direction to go? Have you ever been that kind of frustrated in your life where I just don't know what else to do? I don't know where else to turn. I don't know what else to say. You just don't know what to do, which way to go, which way to turn. In the end, the problem was that you were not reading the road signs. God posts them along our way, but we have to pay attention to the road signs. And today we want to discover together road signs for life. Specific signs that if you will follow them. Can I please get a little monitor up here? If you will follow the road signs, it will guide you to in the right direction. And it will always guide you in the right direction if you will follow the road signs. This is 100% guarantee. You see, if you answer these questions and follow God's directions, you will be assured of the right answer. Well, how do I know? Because God's word guarantees. Proverbs 2:9 promises you will understand what is right, what is just and fair. You will know how to find the right course of action every time. I don't seem to be getting any monitor, please. Did you catch, folks, what the word says? You will know what is right, just, fair. You will know how to find the right course of action every time. You see, if you want to make sure you are always going in the right direction, if you want to make sure your decisions are always the best, then you need to follow the road signs. The first road sign for life is called directional sign. The directional sign. You've got to be willing to follow directions. You have to be willing to follow God's word. The Bible gives all the directions that you need. Amen? The first question you need to ask yourself is, what does the Bible say? What does the Bible say about my problem? What does the Bible say about my decision? What does the Bible say about the choice I need to make? Does what I am about to do fit what the Bible says I should do? Is this direction the Bible says, is this the direction I should go, like the Bible says? You see, often the answer to that question is pretty obvious. There are some definite things the Bible tells us that we should not do. Amen? And that's called sin. Now remember, folks, sin is best defined as anything that will hurt you or hurt somebody else. If the Bible says no, then I shouldn't do it. On the other hand, there are some definite things the Bible tells us that we should do. The Bible tells us that we need to be kind. The Bible tells us that we need to be honest. The Bible tells me to give to God what belongs to God. And you can go on and on and on. If the Bible tells me I should do a certain go a certain direction, then I'd better follow that direction. We'll say, well, why? Because God already knows where my choices will lead me. Yes, he does. He knows if you make bad choices, he knows where it's going to lead you. If you make the good choices, he knows where it's going to lead you. God knows. He already knows what is going to happen next. His word tells me what to say, stay away from and what to get involved with. Now, the Bible is God's direction, God's map for our lives. The more we understand the Word of God, the more we understand the Bible, the more we follow it, the more our lives will work. Now, there's actually a whole chapter in the Bible that deals specifically with following God's direction. It's no accident that the longest chapter in the Bible is Psalms 119. So we need to listen to some of the advice of that chapter. Psalms 119, 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God's word, folks, will give us light when the decision seems to be unclear. Psalms 119, 26, I told you my plans and you answered. Now teach me your decrees. You see, we may tell God our plans, but he wants us to listen to his principles, to his guidance. Psalms 119, verse 32, I will pursue your commands. Psalms 119, 35, make me walk along the path of your commands, for that is where my happiness is found. We are happiest, folks, when we follow God's commands. Psalms 119, 45, I will walk in freedom, for I have devoted myself to your commandments. You see, living by God's commands brings freedom. Amen? It really does. It brings freedom. You know, when you're doing right, it's like you feel good. But when you're doing wrong, you're like, right? Living by God's commands brings freedom. Psalms 119, 60, I will hurry without delay to obey your commands. We should not hesitate to follow God's commands. We should say, yes, sir. Yes, Lord, I will. Psalms 119, 101, I have refused to walk on any evil path so that I may remain obedient to your word. You see, we should refuse to walk any direction other than where God's word says we should walk. We really should. Psalms 119, 133, guide my steps by your word so I will not be overcome by any evil. God's word, folks, will guide our steps if we listen, if we obey. It will guide us where we need to be. So every verse in Psalms 119 except 2 details specifically with following God's direction. Now, here's the point. If you are unwilling to follow God's word as your starting point, you may as well forget the rest of the signs. See, the road signs will mean nothing if you're going the wrong direction down the road, because all you're seeing is the back of the sign. You're not even seeing any direction. Road signs, directional. You have to follow God's directions. So you say, well, what does the Bible say about my direction or my decision? The second, folks, these are telling us how to live, how to best be obedient to the word of God. So let's look at another road sign. Keep the right sign. Honesty and integrity. Is my choice honest? Is the decision that I'm making, is it honest? Would I want others to know that I'm going down this path? Is it a path, the decisions that you're doing, are you doing them in secret? Does it matter if other people know? In other words, for honesty is integrity. If you are heading down a path and you are worried what others might think if they ever found out, you're probably heading in the wrong direction. Amen? Proverbs 10, 9 through 10 says, he that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. He that winketh with the eye causeth sorrow, but he that prating fool shall fall. What this verse is telling people in Psalms 10 is people with integrity have firm footing. I'm okay because I know I'm doing what the word tells me to do. But those who follow crooked paths, they're going to slip, they're going to fall. And people who wink it wrong, they cause trouble. James 4, 17 says, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. You see, the honesty sign, it asks the question, does my public life, and my private life, do they match? Think about it. Does my public life and my private life match? Am I walking on the right side of the road? Now see, somehow people actually think that they can make dishonest choices and get away with it. You know people like that? They can make dishonest choices and they think they can get away with it. They believe that they can plant seeds of sin today and not have to worry about them tomorrow. Much like the guy without the parachute, he assumes sin, since the fall feels good, there's not going to be a sudden stop. But there's always a sudden stop. Galatians 6, verse 7, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. This verse warns us to not be misled. Don't be misled. Remember that you can't ignore God. God, you can't ignore him and get away with it. You will always reap what you sow. Now, you may decide to not be honest, but you can't drive on the wrong side of the road without eventually getting hit. You see, often we know what we're doing is wrong. We just think it's not going to affect me. In other words, it's not going to be a sudden stop. And God really holds us responsible when we know better. So you may decide not to be honest, but you can't drive on that wrong side of the road all the time. I remember years ago when I was real young, my grandfather was drinking. He drove down the wrong side of the road and hit a semi. And the semi driver was hurt pretty bad. But he was driving on the wrong side of the road. Now, I know what you're thinking right now. You see, but Pastor, sometimes the choice isn't clear. Sometimes some people will think it's okay and others will not like my choice. What then? Romans 14:23 says, but if you have doubts about whether or not you should eat something, you are sinning if you go ahead and do it. For you are not following your convictions. If you do anything you believe is not right, you are sinning. Why is it sometimes, folks, that people don't tell you what they're doing? Because they know it's wrong. Are you guys just all tired, or is conviction falling? People know when they're doing wrong. And the scripture tells us if you are doing something you know is wrong, then you're sinning. If someone believes it's wrong, then for that person, it is wrong. And it's wrong if it makes another person stumble. Some things just aren't worth doing, are they? Amen? If it feels wrong, we probably should avoid it. And I should definitely avoid it if it's going to hurt someone else. You need to ask yourself the question, would I want this in return to me? Would I want this to be done to me? And sometimes we justify doing things or doing, you know, the things to other people or doing what we should. We think, oh, it's not exactly right, but it's okay for me. You can't justify doing wrong. We will reap what we sow. Road sign. Honesty, folks. You have to stay on the right side of the road. Would I want everyone to know that I've made this choice? Is it honest? Then there's another road sign, the construction sign. Will this decision, will this direction build me up or will it tear me down? Will it make me a better person? Now, I've talked to a lot of people over the years, and the one thing that just about every person has said to me is, Pastor, I really want to be a better person. Now, I know what you're trying to say is you want God to do a work in you. You want him to free you from the habits. You want him to free you from the addictions. You want him to free you from the problems that you are facing. You want Jesus to feel closer and have a greater part of your daily life. You want him to make you a better person. Well, this road sign asked that question. See, while you are asking God to make you a better person, you are asking yourself, are you asking yourself the same question? Think about it. Are you asking yourself if this decision you are making, will the decision that I'm making actually benefit me? Will it benefit you, the question you are asking? Will that decision that you are about to make, will that direction help you get to where you want to be next? Will that decision really improve your life? 1 Corinthians 10:23, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. In other words, what that is saying is everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. It is also saying everything is permissible, but not everything is constructive. Now think for a minute. How many decisions did you make this week based on the construction sign? How many decisions did you make when you actually stopped and asked, is this really the best thing for me? Is this really the best thing for my family? Is this decision that I'm about to make, is it what's best for my testimony to others? See, folks, a lot of times or often we choose the good and we lose out on the best. Right? Well, it's good, yeah, but is it what's best? It may be good for now, but in the long run, is it going to be what's for best? This road sign, it does not ask what is good to do. See, there are a lot of good things that we can do. This sign helps point us in the direction of what is best. You see, one of the things that I've always tried to do, I've had people come to me and say, well, I'd like to do this or I'd like to do that. And it would be good. But a lot of times I think about, well, down the line, is it going to be what's best for the church? Is it going to be what is best for their walk with God? It may be look good right now, but it's not what is best. Sometimes it may be that, well, if I say yes to this, then if somebody down here comes and somebody I may not want to do it comes and asks a certain thing, well, you let so-and-so do it. What is what's best, not what is what's good? These signs help point us in the direction of what is best. What good things are you doing that are keeping you from doing what is best? See, lots of things in life are okay, but are they what's best? And too often we're too impatient, and we want to do what's good now, but is it what is best for you down the line, or best for your family members down the line, or best for the church family down the line? Life is far too short, folks, to waste on good things when you could be enjoying the very best things. So the decisions that we should be based on, how will they help us grow? Road sign construction, it needs to build you up, not tear you down. See, construction goes both ways. It tears down and it builds up. So will this decision make me a better person? The other side of this construction sign is also encouraging. That sign says that we are under construction. In other words, God isn't finished with me yet. There are pins that you may see or bumper stickers that with these initials on them, P, B, P, G, I, N, F, W, M, Y. In other words, please be patient. God is not finished with me yet. Please be patient with me. God is not finished with me yet. You've gotten to this point in your life, and you are pretty discouraged. You haven't always made the best decisions. As a matter of fact, you would probably say that you have made some pretty bad decisions. You haven't followed the directional signs in your life, and you haven't listened much to what God has been telling you in His Word. And you feel lost. You haven't always traveled on the right side of the road, and you've made some decisions that you're not proud of. You've made decisions that you've torn your life down instead of building yourself up. But here's the good news. God hasn't given up on you. He's not finished with you yet. He's simply waiting for you to come to Him and let Him into the driver's seat. Matthew 11:28-30. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." God, He's not finished with you yet. He has the power to set you back on course and lead you to where He designed you to live. Now, the first three road signs, the directional sign, the honesty sign, and the construction sign. Does my decision fit what the Bible tells me that I should do? Is my decision, is it honest? Will this decision build me up, or will this decision tear me down? There's another sign, the no exit sign. This sign asks the question, is there a way out? If I follow this direction, is there a way out? Will this decision put me into a position where I'm bound? You see, some things seem very attractive, don't they? It looks really good. It seems harmless at first. But folks, very quickly, instead of us controlling them, the decision controls us. 1 Corinthians 6:12 says, "Yea, you say I am allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you. And even though I am allowed to do anything, I must not become a slave to anything." Will what I am about to become addicting? Will what I am about to do, will it control my life? You see, it doesn't matter if it's acceptable for others. It doesn't matter if your decision is popular with everybody else. If it's addicting, if it is controlling, the Bible says, I must not become a slave to anything. You know, folks, the very first command in the Ten Commandments says, do not worship any other gods besides me. He set this as the first commandment because he knew how easy it would be for us to make other gods. God knew how quickly we would become addicted to our idols. You know, idols don't have to be made of stone. Idols don't have to be made of wood. An idol can be anything that gets in the way of our relationship with God. Anything that hinders your relationship with God is an idol. And it is those things that controls our lives. Now, I understand there are over 2,000 classified addictions. You can get addicted to almost anything. Amen? Almost anything. We can get addicted to almost anything. Hold on a minute. I'm going to read. Check Facebook out real quick here. Come on. It don't have to be made of wood and stone. It can be our jobs. It can be our hobbies. You can go on down the list. Seriously, folks, if it doesn't matter what the addiction, it becomes an idol, and it is often worshipped by us. Treasured, thought about more than your relationship with Jesus Christ. The point is, you always need to ask the question, where will this decision take me? Where will this decision take me? Will this decision, will it hold me in chains? Will it hold me in bondage? The Bible tells us that we can do anything we want, if the Bible doesn't say we can't. But frankly, folks, some things are too easy to get addicted to, so we probably shouldn't. If you want to check, see if that's your car. But we have to be careful not to allow it to hold us and keep us away from the things of God. God has to be first. The Bible says he's a jealous God. Amen? He's a jealous God. So God's not going to make you do things. He's not going to twist your arm. He wants to be your friend. He wants to be your God. Let's just take a break here a minute. Technology, huh? Hey, there we go. It stopped. All right. But the decision, your decision, will it hold you in chains? Will it keep you in bondage? Will it allow you to freely serve your God and do the things that God wants you to do? The road sign, no exit. Is this something that will keep me in chains? Could this decision lead to an addiction? Now let's look at another road sign. The sightseeing sign. This sign asks the question, what will others do when they see me? What will other people do when they see me? Will what I am doing hurt someone else? You see, folks, whether you like it or not, people are watching you. Amen? Your spouse is watching you. Your kids are watching you. Your neighbors are watching you. Your relatives, your friends are watching you. Your coworkers are watching you. People you don't even know are watching you. And they often make decisions in their own lives based on what they see you doing. You don't believe me today? When was the last time you either heard or used one of these phrases, but everyone else is doing it? Don't worry, everyone does that. This product is the most popular product out there. And those are only three things that I'm saying here. It also gets more specific. You see, people are looking at you, and they are making decisions about what is right and what is wrong for a believer to do. Now, we don't realize that our decisions can have devastating consequences on others. Romans 14, 12 through 13 says, so then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. What Romans 14, 12, and 13 is saying, each of us will have to give a personal account to God. We should decide instead to live in such a way that you will not put an obstacle in another Christian's path. There is no such thing as it's my life. You don't live in a world of your own. You don't live on an island by yourself. What you do affects others, and you should be concerned about that. Our life affects others. And the sightseeing sign points us in that direction that says it really does matter to others how I live. I realized this in my life. Other lives who were an example to me, blessed me. And I was very concerned, especially being the oldest in my family, about what my brothers and sisters saw in me. I was concerned about others, how they saw me, because I saw how others' lives affected me. And the way I'm living today, is it affecting others in a good way, or is it affecting others in a bad way? Who's watching you? Don't be so quick to answer that question today, folks. You really don't know. You really don't know who all is watching you. You may know of some. But people are, and the sightseeing sign points you down the road that says, I really will live for others. Paul twice wrote this, follow my example. You see, he had the audacity, Paul did. He had the audacity. Paul had the boldness. Paul had the courage to tell people to follow his example. Why? Because he was following Christ. In 1 Corinthians 4:16, therefore I urge you to imitate me. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1 says, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. See, that is confidence, folks. It is confidence in the sightseeing sign. You can't just live life for yourself. You have to remember that others are watching you. So the road sign, sightseeing, who's watching me? How will my decision affect other people? Now let's look at another road sign, the payday sign. How will this decision make a difference in eternity? Is this the best use of my life? And what is the payoff? You see, everything we do eventually pays off, doesn't it? Galatians 6:7, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Sin pays off, folks. It leads to death. Romans 6:28, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This verse tells us when people sin, they earn what sin pays, and sin pays death. Romans 6:23, sin leads to separation. Sin kills our relationship to God. And that is why we need God's forgiveness for our sins. And Romans 6:23 tells us that God gives us a free gift, life forever in Christ Jesus. Sin pays what we don't want to earn. So living for God also pays. Ephesians 6:8, remember that the Lord will reward each one of us for the good that we do. Hebrews 11:6, and it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists, and he is a rewarder of those who sincerely seek him. The payday sign asked the question, is this the best way to invest in my eternity? Ephesians 5, 16 and 17, so be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. This life is simply a preparation for eternity. How we live now makes all the difference in how we are blessed, rewarded in eternity. And never forget, folks, that God always blesses your faithfulness. Always. The payday signs ask, is this the best use of my time when I consider all of time? How will what I am do to affect my life tomorrow, next year, and for eternity? We all have the same amount of time. We all have 168 hours in our week, 1,080 minutes, 604,800 seconds. The difference between success and failure in this life is how we invest those moments and who we invest those moments in. And you will never really invest your time, your life, until you come to grips, folks, with what God has placed you here on this earth for. We are all here for a reason. God desires you to live a life that reflects his love, his goodness, and his power. You don't have time for everything. But the good news is you don't have to do everything. Amen? You only have to do what God has called you to do. In this coming weeks, you will have opportunities to discover your life's mission. You will begin to discover just why God has you here. You will begin to understand just how God has shaped you to have a significant impact on your world. And your world is your daily routine. That's where God has you. And you will have all the time in the world, folks, to accomplish that mission if you learn how to follow the payday sign. You need to learn to invest your time and your life for eternity. Follow the road signs. Let's stand. We have to have our honesty and our integrity. It's the right thing to do. The construction sign, will it build you up? The no exit sign, will this trap me and hold me in bondage? The sightseeing sign, how will this affect others who are watching me? The payday sign, is this a good investment for eternity? See, you follow these signs and where they point, and you will be guaranteed a life that stays on course. Amen? And that's what we want. We want a life that stays on course. We want a life that's going to do good by us. But folks, it's up to us. Our decisions are so important. Don't take decisions lightly. We can remember, a lot of us, when we look back at our young life, some of our off-the-wall decisions that we made, we sometimes regret. We need to be more determined, live more life more determined, and say, I've got to make the right choices from here on out. Today, I must make right decisions. How it's going to affect my life, how it's going to affect others around me, how it's going to affect my future. Is it going to build me up instead of tear me down? Can I make the decision honestly and with integrity? Is it a good investment for my future, in my eternity? This life is in preparation for eternity. And I just want to open this altar up for anybody who wants to just come and say, God, help me. I want you to be a part of my decision making. I wanted to make sure that it lines up with the Word of God. Today, Lord, from here on out, I want to do careful thinking of my decisions. Come on.